Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
As a free kick is taken, well met by Oliver. Good turn there, good determination. Bolado in here, Bolado surely round the keeper. Bolado scores. And FC United take the lead. Good through ball there. Bolado had the space. He took it round the keeper really calmly. Good composure. And then just slotted it home into the empty net. Bolado. Nice movement there from the goal scorer. Still has it. Through the gate. Morris is onside for a 2-0 chance here. Morris. Oh, he puts it wide. One-on-one with the keeper there, Morris. Goal kick taken. And met. Midfield there. Griffiths going out. It's given away now. Chance for Gabidon. Into the box. Gabidon! Over the bar. Well, FC are being very profligate here in these opening moments. Haven't taken the lead. They've had two clear-cut chances. But still 1-0. And it's looking pretty positive for the visitors as things stand. Oliver. Munro. And the lights have gone out. Somebody will have to put a couple of quid in the meter. Oh, well, I don't know if you can hear me, but the game is off. They've not been able to restore the power. So there is an attempt to maybe rearrange for tomorrow morning, but we'll just have to wait and see about that. But for me, James Quinn, it's good night, and hopefully speak to you soon.
20 minutes into the game, playing really well, winning 1-0, and the full lights go out, and you can see behind us. You know, the game's not going to go ahead tonight. But the good news is the lads are going out tonight. They've sacrificed tonight out. They don't want to go out. They want to play. And we're going to play on Tuesday at 12 p.m. So if fans see this message and you're out in Krakow, the game will go ahead at 12 o'clock tomorrow. We'll play the game. We'll get shot on the coach. We'll go to the airport. But we owe it to all the fans and to the football club to play. So 12 o'clock tomorrow, same venue. Lads need your support. Support tonight was amazing. So we'll see everyone tomorrow, hopefully.
Well, welcome to a beautiful Krakow here. It's absolutely gorgeous. The sun is shining. We've got 19 and a half minutes have been played.
Now, you were here last night, so are you telling me where the ball is about to be taken from? Is exactly where the game stopped last night?
Exactly. So off we go. We resume.
Ball over the top again. Another opportunity. Keeper comes out.
Oh, and
loses it.
Fitzmartin surely to make it 2. No, cleared off the line.
Well, it's all happening.
Griffiths trying to be the orchestrator, but he loses possession. Solomons now. That's a good ball. Chandal. There's a chance here for Rohit Chandran. Right-footed shot straight at the keeper. And that was an opportunity there for Chandran if he could place it either side of Boyes. Chandal showing some good skill here, but instead of delivering the ball down the line, now he finally does so. There's 2, 3, 4 blue shirts in the middle. It's going to be a left-footed shot. That's a fine save from Boyes, and that is the closest that the home side have come to finding an equaliser. That was some nice play down the right flank there. Corner ball for Dragoons from the left flank. And it comes near post. It's nodded on and it wasn't seen. And it's scored! And Krakow Dragoons have drawn level. You'd have to say, Swampy, their defending was pretty sloppy. Player moving to the near post, nodding it on. Nobody goes with him. And then tapped in. And it's 1-1.
Static defending from the front post to the back post. The ball loops over. You've got so much time to clear your lines and choose not to. And the ball's headed across, looping in. Nothing that Boyes could do, really, but sloppy from FC.
Zook there, plays it towards Morris, but it's well...
And that
bouncing. And, well, the referee's assistant has given handball. And just a moment here, there could be a... The referee assistant gave it. He bounced back onto the hand quite clearly, not in a natural position. And I think this could be a penalty for FC United. It is indeed. It's one of those, Swampy, where it's impossible for that player. It just bounces right up into his hand. But it's what the law is now. That is a handball.
Listen, I called it handball because we're not playing well, but I've got to say, it's the only thing that's happened, he's trying to control it and it's hit his arm. and the ball would have gone through to maybe an SC player to score. So unfortunately, the liner has done the correct thing.
Ennis drives it in. FC take the lead, maybe a bit, well, definitely fortuitously, whichever way you look at it. But it is 2-1.
Trip on the ball for Fitzmartin. Wins it back, though. It's good work for him, good tenacity. Here comes Gabidon, cross coming in, low cross. Falls for Fitzmartin. Great tackling there, great last-ditch defending. Chance again for Woodcock.
That's a penalty.
Down. Nothing do. And it now is surely a chance. And it is 3-1. Bilardo scores there. There was a trip on an FC player. Didn't look like an infringement, but the ball broke loose. Referee perhaps having given one penalty, slightly contentiously, reluctant to give another. But in any event, Nick Bilardo picked up the loose ball and drove it in. 3-1 FC United. Well read by Griffiths. Dante Gabidon smuggles it through there. Fitzmartin back to Gabidon. Here he goes again. Ghosting pass. Left-footed shot. Oh! Superb. 4-1. Gabidon just ghosted past his man. Perfectly placed. Left-footed shot to the keeper's left. No chance.
Deserved that. For me, the whole game, everything he's done has been in purpose, been good quality. He's goes past players. He's played balls in. He's shot when he's needed to shoot. And there, what he's done is, we were talking about earlier on in the game, put your laces through the ball. And he really has. And he's just drilled that low and hard into the bottom corner.
And there goes the final whistle. Well, all's well that ends well for FC United. 4-1. It was a fine contest with Dragoons equalising in the second half, and then the game was really level, and then fortuitously for FC, ball bouncing off Drobny's shin onto his hand. The referee waved it away, but the referee's assistant gave the penalty. It was right by the law, but very harsh.
I thought first half, well, we get the goal. I thought he could see the lack of confidence to a degree. I mean, you know, I think last night if we'd the game had continued, it would have been probably a convincing victory for FC, as it is again this afternoon. But as you say, that second half, the Dragoons came out, and I thought the Dragoons were excellent for 20 minutes and played some very good football and got a deserved equaliser. And, you know, we then end up with, a penalty. And the laws of the game state it is a penalty, so it was given. And then after that, it was FC really just put them to the sword when they needed to.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.